to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
Are we contractually obligated to put the Cowboys in our top five power rankings this week? Find out in a second. Here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Peyton and Caitlin in the back. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. And we are going to be out in person on Friday, the Firehouse Tour. I almost said the franchise. The franchise, Eric Chiafalo, will be there. The Firehouse Tour continues with Chiafalo joining the morning show. Denton Fire Station number 3, 1401 Underwood Street in Denton, and we have a brand new giveaway.
Yeah, we do. Should we tell everybody what it is?
Yeah.
We did yesterday.
The insulated coolers, baby. The little lunch coolers. The strap on them. Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour on it. Very cool. I think Bobby's already taken one home.
I did. I snatched one. Yeah, they're those like those little like lunch coolers you take out there with the little zip and the insulation. They are very cool, and we'll have G-bag flags and breakfast. It's going
to
be great.
100 tacos at least to go ahead and feed you. That's Friday. Sean and RJ on the road with Chiafalo joining us. Denton Fire Station number 3, 1401 Underwood Street. Okay, how did we do last week with the power rankings? This is where you text us the best in the NFL, 1 through 5 or 5 through 1.
All right, here we go. Sean, you had Minnesota at 1.
Buckets.
They're on a bye week. Oh, right?
That's a bucket.
Kansas City at 2. They were also, they're on their bye now. Baltimore at 3.
Check.
Detroit at 4.
Barely a check.
And Washington at 5.
Eh.
No, you get credit.
It's a tie. Ooh. You get the 3, or so what, you're 3-0-1 or 2-0-1?
Well, do you count the bye? Yeah, whatever. The
buys are just nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so undefeated.
So basically undefeated.
Yeah. Thank you.
Robert?
Yeah.
Minnesota 1, Detroit 2, Kansas City 3. This is where you screwed up.
I know.
Washington 4, and Baltimore 5.
1-2.
Man, that felt like a little longer buzz right there.
It was a double buzz.
It was a double buzz.
So do you lose Baltimore as well because you had the behind washes or you get credit?
Yeah, no, they're both losses.
Oh.
Oh!
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Peyton,
hands down.
Kansas City 1.
You and Jerry can catch
him. Yep. Peyton had Kansas City number 1, Minnesota 2, Detroit, Baltimore, and Washington.
Yep. There you go.
So what's that?
I wasn't even listening. I don't listen to his football opinions. It's like Jerry with us.
Undefeated.
It's the same as yours. I had...
Like Jerry with us. The Tribunal. We should rename our show The Tribunal.
Oh, it's a great one. The tribe has
tribunal.
Spoken.
Tribunal. Yeah, the Yahoos. The Yahoos.
The Yahoos.
I still think it's the Yahoos.
I think Yahoos is... Yeah, you're right. It's
that sounds like something you'd hear growing up in Jersey. Like yins. Use guys.
Yinzers. And then I had Kansas City at 1, Minnesota 2. Detroit 3, Baltimore 4, and Green Bay at 5.
Okay.
So no ties for me.
Did you go undefeated?
I did, yeah.
RJ Choppy, sitting atop the power rankings. Where are the Cowboys around the country?
ESPN has them 15th, and that's about as generous as it gets.
Ooh,
because you've got The Athletic at 16th, NFL.com. Throwing them all the way down at 19th. Everybody pretty much has them sitting right now between 15 and 20.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a difference, though, outside of the Cowboys nationally. We're starting to see a charge for Minnesota. People are starting to break from the RJ Choppy theory. In fact, The Athletic had the Kansas City Chiefs 4th in their power rankings.
And most others have them
1 or 2. There's a big push for
just
Minnesota.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. People wanted to like Choppy, wait and see to buy.
Detroit and Baltimore started kind of shifting things for Kansas City with their wins this weekend.
How did the wide receiver trades affect odds? Devontae Adams traded for a 3rd. It becomes a 2nd if he, I don't know if it's all pro or Pro Bowl. Can someone confirm that for me? If he gets named to one of the all whatever teams, or if the Jets make the AFC championship, a 2nd will go to the Raiders. Right now, it's a 3rd. I'm going to guess that it stays a 3rd round pick. And then yesterday, to make Jerry Jones' day even worse, Amari Cooper gets traded to the Buffalo Bills in a move I love for Buffalo for a 3rd round pick 2 years after the Cowboys got a 5th and a 6th to send him to Cleveland. 2 years older, a pick two picks, two rounds better.
The conditions really quickly on the Davante Adams. If he's a first or second team All-Pro, or if he's on the active roster with the team playing in the AFC Championship.
Okay. The Jets went from 20-1 to 18-1 to win the AFC. Okay, so their odds are from like plus 155 to plus 145. The Bills moved up to fifth. They moved up to fifth, and they were somewhere in the 7-9 range, depending on where you got them from. So they move up to fifth to win the Super Bowl.
And you said Aiden Hutchins' injury did not change Detroit?
Didn't change their...
point line?
Their point line yet. Yeah, so now it will when... when it comes out that all three defensive ends they have on their team, their two stars and a backup, are going to miss a game, because that will really, really change it. But it hasn't changed their Super Bowl odds yet, because I also think that they're projecting, and this is Vegas just protecting themselves, they're projecting that Detroit's going to make a move, whether they go trade for Hassan Reddick or Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson or whoever.
All right, let's fly around the room then. 1-5, 5-1. Choppy, start off at... five.
At number five here.
You guys struggle with these at all?
No.
No, not at all. I have at five the Green Bay Packers. I think the NFC North is easily the best division in the sport. All four they're 4-2 or better. And those two losses the Packers have by a combined 7 points.
Mm.
So they lost by what, two and then five. So I think they're a tremendous football team, and I expect them to be in the mix for the NFC North the entire way.
And by the way, that Jordan Love contract is looking totally fine right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Totally fine. Bob, go ahead.
First, really quickly to that point about the NFC North, the four teams in the NFC North are the four leaders in the NFC in point differential.
Really?
They are the top four in point differential that entire division.
Wow.
Number five for me is the Houston Texans creep their way back in after a beatdown of the New England Patriots. That's not necessarily a super impressive victory, but we were style pointing a little bit with Houston to start this year. It's like, we want to see you kill some of these teams. You got beat down by Minnesota, and then you were kind of squeaking by in others. So it was nice to see them finally kind of take hold and really dominate a game. They've got Joe Mixon back. They've got Tank Dell back. The pass rush for Houston is so impressive. I think the Texans are a good long-term shot, and so I've got the Texans at five.
And you want fun? This is a measuring stick, in my opinion. The armpit versus the Packers this weekend.
Ooh. In Lambeau.
At Lambeau. Pepe!
I'm copying Bobby here. I have the Houston Texans at number five. They were in my top five early on. They had lost to, I believe, the Vikings, but now I have them back in. They're waiting for Nico Collins to get back from the IR. Once they get him back, they're going to be really, really good.
I'm really struggling here between three teams. I really am. I just made my decision. I'm putting the Commanders at five.
Okay.
I thought about it.
I'm putting the Commanders
at... You had them there, right? You're keeping them there.
I thought about two other teams here, but I think that was a nice showing in Baltimore. Even though the Ravens went ahead and won that game, I'm going to keep the Commanders at five.
It's a win-loss, right? That's what old Galloway called it, a win-loss.
Mm-hmm. Barometer.
Yeah.
A little barometer game. Sure. Four.
Number four for me, I have the Baltimore Ravens. That is four straight victories since their slow start. They looked very good in them. They put it to the Cowboys. They put it to Buffalo. And the final score last week was, what, 27-20?
30-23.
They were up 27-13 in the third. In that game against Washington. I think the score is a little bit not indicative necessarily of the game. I think Baltimore is tremendous. Give me them a four.
Number four, by the way, I got to adjust the note again. They're not, the NFC North's not just top four in the NFC, it's top four in the NFL. They have the best point differential in the NFL. Number four for me, I'm like the Athletic, baby. It's the Kansas City Chiefs at number four for me.
Oh, man.
You dropped them?
I don't believe them. Yeah. Look, I mean, you're going to drop Texas after they win against Mississippi State. I can drop Kansas City on a bye week. They didn't even do anything. But, no, it's just there were more impressive victories on the schedule this week that were enough. It was already close for me last week, and there was an impressive enough victory that, to me, it pushed somebody up. So I've got Kansas City down to four.
It's easy. The Chicago Bears are number four. I'm joking. They're close, though. They're close to my top five. They're 4-2 now. They're in last place, but that NFC North is really, really good. No, it's the Baltimore Ravens for me. I thought about messing with number three and dropping Detroit. I took in factor the Aiden Hutchinson injury.
Could you imagine winning 47-9 and getting dropped?
But I have the Ravens at number four.
I have to admit something.
You forgot somebody?
I forgot the Lions.
Well, you had dropped them before last week.
Jerry's propaganda worked.
I have to bump the Commanders out. I have to put Green Bay at five. My apologies. Okay. I forgot. Look, I've been dealing with a lot, all right? I'm getting my balls cut today. I'm getting snipped.
It's today's the day.
Back-to-back days. Huh?
I'm nervous. About my vasectomy, Mike Bassett with my stutter.
Interesting pants color that you chose on a day you're going to be bleeding.
Well, I assume, man, I hope it's not. Shut up. Amanda, bring me some shorts. So five, I have Green Bay, and I am going to have the Lions at four because of Hutchinson's injury. I took up enough time being a moron. Back to you.
Number three, I have Detroit. The only reason I didn't put them ahead of Minnesota is the way we do this on the point scale. This is a little game I'm playing here because they play next week.
Cheating.
And I made no mistake about it. I want to be right. But Detroit, make no mistake, Bobby, is a much better team than Minnesota. On a neutral field, they win by double digits over Minnesota.
Woo!
But they're playing this game in Minnesota. Minnesota's had a lot of home games. They had Houston at home. They had San Fran at home. So, but give me Detroit at three.
Boy, you are just tempting fate with this with the Minnesota Vikings here. Number three is the Baltimore Ravens. So I had Baltimore just behind. It was Washington, then Baltimore last week. Baltimore getting that victory over Washington. Those two were already close to me to where Kansas City was because I just don't believe in what Kansas City's doing right now. And so Baltimore, to me, just sneaks up ahead of them. You mentioned they played really well. They have. They're one area they will start slipping late. They let leads go. They are not a great finishing team. And so that's one little area of concern.
And I left the Lions at number three for me as well.
All right, I'm going to go Baltimore at three. And there's a lot of people trying to make the case. They're playing the best football in the NFL. I'm surprised you guys had them at like four. But there are people ratcheting up Lamar MVP again. And Baltimore playing the best football. Ravens are three for me. Power rankings on 105 through the Fan.
I have Minnesota at two. Like I said, all their games at the beginning of the year at home up against the big team, San Fran, Houston, now Detroit. But they're going to win this week. That's a very good home ice advantage they have in Minnesota. So that's nice. Yeah, it's tremendous. So I think they win this week, so I have them at two.
Number two for me is the Detroit Lions. And I thought about bumping them up a little bit, especially because of just how dominant they were across the board. But my number one team, there's not been enough movement there. So I got Detroit at number two.
Minnesota number two for me. It's 1A, 1B for Kansas City, Minnesota. But Minnesota is at home this weekend against the Lions, which I do think they take the victory there.
I'll go Chiefs 2, Vikings 1. So just to reset my NFL power rankings, Vikings 1, Kansas City 2, Baltimore 3, Lions 4, Green Bay 5.
I got Kansas City 1, Minnesota 2, Detroit 3, Baltimore 4, Green Bay 5.
I've got Houston 5, Kansas City 4, Baltimore 3, Detroit 2. And then I have the 1995 Dallas Cowboys as the number one team in the NFL. What they did in 1995 was so impressive. It just resonates 30 years later.
I mean, no,
it's the Minnesota Vikings.
They managed
Vikings.
It better than anybody else that year.
It's the Minnesota Vikings.
Kansas City 1, Minnesota 2, Detroit 3, Baltimore 4, Houston 5.
The best team in DFW did it again last night. The audio of the week before Jerry was what happened in the NBA. You have to hear this, and we'll chop it up as the Hump Day Edition continues on the Fan.